Welcome to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Array, with my good friend and co-host, Sam Mateer. How you doing, Sam?
I'm wonderful today. Thank you.
Great. Well, let's just talk about it. The National Association of Realtors has reached a settlement with a big, fat, honking lawsuit. Or they haven't reached it. They're trying to. It's proposed, right? It's out there. Yeah. But it looks like it'll probably go through. It's what people are saying. It's supposed to kick in around July, maybe the middle of July. And one of those things is that buyers are going to now have to sign a buyer agent agreement, and they're going to be the ones responsible to pay that buyer agent commission.
Yep.
Unless you can find a way around that, which of course there's going to be ways around it. But let's talk about that and just get your thoughts on it, because there might be some home buyers that are thinking, what? Like, I'm scrapping all I can get together just to get the closing costs that are normal, let alone now having to pay a buyer's agent, where normally I didn't have to do that because that was covered by the seller usually. Tell us about it. Kind of give us the background on this.
So the background is, what used to happen is when a seller would sign with an agent, they would typically offer that agent a certain amount of commission that they negotiated with that agent. And then that agent would offer what's called cooperative compensation. And some of the commission that that agent was getting would go towards the buyer's agent. Functionally, what was happening is the seller was paying both commissions for the buyer's agent and the seller's agent.
Right.
So the lawsuit is attempting to change that a little bit, but the way things are set up right now, it kind of creates, it's going to create some interesting times for the next few months as we hammer out the details about how it makes sense. Because like you said, now they're going to be signing a buyer broker agreement that starts in July, as if everything goes through the way we expect it to. Some brokerages are doing it now. That says, hey, I'm gonna hire you as my agent. I'm gonna be exclusive with you. We're getting married, and this is how much I'm gonna pay you. And so now the buyers, on top of their normal closing costs, their down payment, will have the agent's commissions as part of the funds that they have to consider when going to buy a home.
Right.
Now, as we just said, we're trying to figure out ways to make it to where it makes sense. Cause like you were saying, there's people that they've already scrapped every penny together. They're getting down payment assistance. They're borrowing money from a family member so they can be a homeowner, which is great, but now they're going to have to think about commissions. So we have to get creative to figure out how they can still buy that home and not have to pay that commission, or find a way to pay the commission where it doesn't scrap them for more cash.
Right. So do you have any thoughts on how that might come together? There's a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. I don't think it's a ruling or what it is, but a guideline proposal slash change from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who are, you know, they're the largest buyer of mortgages in the country. Always have been. They're massive. They buy virtually everything out there. If it's not a government loan, they're buying it. Where they've come out and said, okay, in light of this, what we will do is if a seller in a purchase agreement, if a seller does agree to go ahead and pay a buyer's agent's commission, that the entities, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they will not include that in the maximum allowable concessions that can be paid by a seller to a buyer on a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. For example, if you're buying a home and you're getting a conventional loan, which is a Fannie Freddie loan, and you're putting 5% down, you can have seller concessions. You can have a seller can pay for some of your closing costs, but they limit that to 3%. So with 5% down. So what they're saying now is they're saying, hey, you can still have the seller pay your 3%, but if there's, say, 2% more that is going to go to the buyer's agent for commission, that's okay. We won't count that in that 3% concession, which is kind of a pretty big deal given what's at hand. Right.
Yeah. And I think that's what, that's kind of what people started to expect, especially as agents. I do want to clarify that when you use any percentage, that you are just using it as a fill-in percentage and negotiate all agent commissions are negotiable.
Correct.
I want to make sure that we're clear on that.
Right.
But that is it. That's what we're seeing, right? We're seeing, hey, somehow these buyers are going to have to be able to still pay, because that functionally when they were getting their loans, the part of that loan covered the agent commission because the seller was paying it from the money from the sale of the home.
Right.
So now the lenders were going to have to figure out a way to say, hey, listen, how do we still wrap this commission up into a loan? And one of the ways that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA have done is say, hey, listen, you can throw that into a seller concession, which is functionally a credit. For people that don't know what seller concessions are, they can give a certain amount of money back to the buyer to use for closing costs, which you said there, it was maxed out. There was only a certain amount you could get. And a lot of the times buyers that were tapped out on cash were already getting the maximum amount. They couldn't get that. And this change that just came out 2 days ago, Friday.
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago, allows, on top of those concessions, allows the seller to still give more for the buyer's agent.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, I honestly think this whole situation is actually great for real estate in general.
Do you? Because I feel kind of the same way. I'm actually kind of excited for it all to see where everything goes and see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
Why, how come you feel that way?
So one, before this, as a buyer's agent, now given I'm a listing agent most of the time, but as a buyer's agent, you were kind of at the mercy of whatever the seller wanted to pay a buyer's agent, which there was a number that we saw, a percentage that we saw pretty consistently across the board, but it went up and down as it was negotiated. Sometimes it was almost zero. But now it lets buyer's agents be able to negotiate their own commission and be able to prove their worth. The other great thing is it's going to force bad agents out. Agents that aren't good, because I mean, there's times we run into agents that they shouldn't be in the market.
Right.
They shouldn't be helping people. They're not worth what they were getting. And now you can go and say, hey, here's my value. Here's what I have to do. And it's going to force agents, especially buyer's agents, to bring value to the table for their for their buyers. Which will be great for the market. It'll be great for everything. It'll be great for the buyers because they're going to have people that are really putting in value, making sure that they're doing a great job for them. It's going to be tougher for sellers now because they're going to have someone that's aggressively negotiating against them. But I think it's going to be great. The people that pivot with it whenever we see any change in a market, they're going to be fine. So it's just some of the people that aren't great are going to get out of the industry, and buyers will be happier because they know that this person's fighting on their side.
That's right. Yeah. And I think for buyers, here's the good news. We've got till July, right? Which isn't that far away. Okay. It's not that far away, but it's far enough away for agencies like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac to step in and see if they can help with it somehow. You mentioned FHA. I don't think they've actually done it yet, but they will. FHA, VA, USDA, especially these government entities, you know, veterans, come on. They're going to find a way to take care of this or help out. They will. So I think if you're a buyer, you shouldn't panic. There's going to be a way. I mean, we just find a way, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, it's not hard. You just negotiate with the seller. Hey, listen. This person wants to buy your house. Here's the price they're willing to pay for it. Also, we need to include commission in that price. So here's the price. It's not that scary.
It's not. And here's something that I don't think a lot of people are bringing up. You brought this up, which is, okay, all right. So now buyer has to enter into an agreement with a buyer agent. So now a buyer can actually take the position of, what are you going to do for me?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are you going to do for me? So now the buyer agent has to say, well, good question, right? Here's what I'm going to do. Like, show something that you know, shows the worth. You know, this is why it's worth it to work with me. This is what I'm going to do for you. But what people are missing, though, is I think you will get sometimes sellers saying, I hired you to be my real estate agent. You sell the house. I don't want to pay a buyer agent. What are you doing? Are you telling me you're just going to put it in the computer and that's your job? And then you get 3% or 2.5% or whatever it is. That doesn't sound like much of a, that doesn't sound worth it. You know what I mean? I think even on the listing side now, there might be a little more pressure on the agent to not just put it in the computer. Right. Do you think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think it goes both ways. It's going to force agents to be better.
Good. Yeah, I think you're right.
Great. It's great for everyone in the market. It's great for the agents because they have to get better.
Yeah.
And it's great for the buyers and sellers because they will get better service. Or they'll get to choose to pay for worse service.
Yeah.
Which is great. They can be like, you know what? Actually, I only want to hire someone that charges I'm not going to say a percentage.
Sure, lower. I see what you're saying, though. Right.
From other people.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. You know, it's, when you were running, we run into sellers not all the time, but I would run into a lot of sellers that would hire the flat rate brokerages, the ones that charge $1,500 just to put your listing in the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you want, great. Like, the opportunity is going to be there, and it's going to be the same for buyers. Hey, listen, you can go, I'm sure we're going to run into situations where there's flat rate buyers agents that say, listen, for $1,500, I'll put your information in the MLS and you'll get listings.
Right.
I'll basically be Zillow for you.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be agents that do that. And there'll be people that hire those agents. That's all the service they want.
Yep.
Go open the door for me. Don't talk to me after that.
Right. It's going to be that way.
Yeah. You're right.
It's going to be very interesting, isn't it?
It is. It'll be very, very interesting. I'm excited. Yeah,
I am too. I'm very, very curious to see where everything goes and how it all winds up. But you're all those things you're saying, I've been saying too, just so you know. It's like, this is exactly what you're going to see. And it is going to be cool. I mean, it'll come down to, well, you will get what you pay for is what it's going to wind up coming down to. But I think overall, the way we started this is we just wanted to let any buyers know, especially some first timers and whatnot. Don't panic, right? Let's not panic yet. You know, there's going to be a way to get this covered, and there's going to be, you know, there's going to be, it'll be fine. It'll get worked out, you know, because let me, you know, trust me on this, the government, right? Like I said, there's still some time. And I think that the government will intercede in this with at least the lending institutions, et cetera, to try to find a way to make this fit the new legal, you know, realm that we find ourselves in, and yet still be able to help people get into homes.
Yeah.
So
the good agents already have answers for them anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
I've already done 3 or 4 of them. It's no big deal.
Well, there you go. Good agents like Sam Mateer.
There you go.
If you want to buy or sell a home, this would be the guy to talk to you here. That's what you want to do. How do they get a hold of you, Sam?
They call me or text me
530-613-1914, correct?
Correct.
That would be the best thing to do. And then if you talk to Sam and you decide, well, maybe I do want to get pre-approved, he'll send you my way, Frank.
Absolutely.
And then we'll take care of you. So with that, you guys, man, have a good one. You know, leave us your comments if you're watching us on YouTube, or just reach out to us, shoot Sam a text or give him a call if you got any questions about this stuff. But again, don't panic. It'll all be okay. We'll take care of you, and everything will be fine. So with that, we'll get out of here. Thanks, Sam. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise.
All right. We'll see you guys later here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. Adios.